Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Dude, the money on Spotify, that's crazy. I mean, good for them, but...
I never realized it was that much.
Wow.
So it depends, because one of my professors from college, Benham Plum, he's going to hate me that I don't remember this number, but per stream, you only, artists only get like 0.0825 cents per stream.
And that's what I had always heard, that it was always really low.
And there's this black box where money goes in and they don't know who to give it to, so it sits there.
But that was when artists were on record labels. And while most of the ones on this list are on record labels, a lot of them have gotten out of their label and started their own label. So I don't think it's that little anymore. So it's like why Taylor's re-recording her music, because like she doesn't want Big Machine to get the money anymore. She wants the money because it's my song. But it's like you signed back then because they... Like on a lot of your own music, you've done the writing, you've done the producing, you've done everything, and you get 1% of it.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
I mean, that's horrifying.
Yeah.
It's like, well, how many points you want? That means percent, right? So it's like, we'll give you 3 points. For me doing all the work, are you insane? But people take it.
But you get paid on your second album, right?
Depends on what happened on your first and on your side. Like if you've paid it off, like a lot of artists didn't realize that... Here's $1 million signing bonus. You're like, I'm rich. It's like, that's a loan.
You have to make that back.
That's a loan.
Right.
Yeah.
I've seen some videos where they break it down too, and they you don't factor in the taxes, your manager's cut, your
Correct.
Lawyer's cut, everything. It's like when you get $1 million bonus, like you're starting off with $250K net.
Right.
Which is great, a lot of money, but it's not $1 million.
No.
Right.
And it's also a signing bonus. Like when you sign a record deal, it's not that. That's your money to make the album. So if you go into a studio and that costs you 100, now you're down to 150. Like it's
wow.
It's now here's $1 million. We believe in you $1 million worth, but you don't actually have any money. If you blow through that money, you have nothing and you don't have an album either.
Oof.
And now you owe $1 million with no product.
I watched a documentary on the Go-Go's, and the person that wrote all their hits is the one that got paid. The
yes.
other girls
yeah.
were basically just hired.
There's
him.
A lot of famous artists right now that can't write a song that aren't getting rich. You know what I mean? Ed Sheeran was wealthy as hell before anybody in this room knew his name. Because he was writing songs for One Direction. He was writing
right.
songs for like...
And probably you went to publication...
Publishing is everything.
Publishing, yes. But
like being the artist doesn't mean anything.
Yes, the publishing.
You get a little something-something if you go on tour. But like, no.
So when... To avoid in the doors when Morrison said, no, we're all going to get equal writing credit. We're all going to get equal publishing. That just shut everybody up, even though two were doing most of the work.
Yes, he was being
very generous. Yeah.
Like
you own yours, right? Yeah.
I mean, I put their names on it, but not to the level.
Publishing or written by.
Yeah.
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 Because that gets a little, I mean, you know. I'm in my basement for 16 hours straight. Everybody's out partying. Everybody comes into a room where we cut a thing. And that's 25.
How about like the song where you came in with a general idea and then the drummer kind of made up his... And then how about we tried to... You all kind of threw your own 2 cents in it. In the end, someone's got to be the publisher and the writer.
You could, if it was a jammed song, everybody gets a chunk. But more often than not, I would walk in with 70 to 90% of it done.
So that's you.
Yeah.
So when they came to you, hey, you should sell us your publishing then. And you're writing.
It was my deal.
Yeah.
I turned down. Let's keep bringing that up.
Who is the band that you've talked about that they were on tour trashing all the hotel rooms until their managers?
Van Halen.
Was it Van Halen? Like, you have to pay all that back?
Yeah. So they were like, we're rock stars. Like, We made $3 million on this tour. Nope. You didn't. You trashed the hotel room in every market.
Wait till you get home and see how much of that $3 million.
You didn't make anything because you're stupid. Yeah.
Dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, athletes did the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I made it. I just got a $23 million signing bonus. And they go buy cars and they go do whatever. And then
blow out a knee.
And then it's over. Who was the guy? Some athlete, they just came out. He like took his money in Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just, he took like a $30 million contract in Bitcoin. And it's like worth $500 million or something, because it was like I want to get paid in that, and it was like,
whoa,
genius, but smart at the time. Yeah.
He's a Panthers player, Russell Okung. That guy.
Okay, yeah.
Risky, wow. But it paid off.
He's so rich now.
Dang.
I mean, not like he wouldn't be rich before, but he's like stupid rich. Nobody in this room has the huevos to pull it off. So.
I know. I wish I did.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.